We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're going to talk Polar Plunge this next segment. And the Manhattan Polar Plunge is coming up on March 28th, so a little more than a month away. We have Kristen Gugisberg here with Special Olympics Kansas joining us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we may or may not be joined by Rachel Pate from the Riley County Police Department. We will wait and see. She's not in the lobby just yet, but we'll see if she shows up here this morning. Kristen, this is a great event. As I was talking to you before the program got started, I was in Emporia this weekend, and they had their polar plunge, and it's always an interesting time. It's a great way to raise money for Special Olympics.
It is. We have 11 locations around the state. Manhattan's is the last of the year, but I think that's an advantage because it means hopefully we get warmer weather. You said it was 26 degrees in the water. Emporia jumped in. We'll hopefully have a little bit warmer water than that. Part of the fun is the cold, but it'll be chilly regardless. So,
how do people get signed up for something like this? And what's the mindset of jumping into cold water here in this time of year?
Sure. So all the information about the plunge is on our website, which is plungeks.org. You can go there. You can find information about Manhattan as well as the other 10 locations. But the whole idea of the polar plunge is to make those jumping in a little bit uncomfortable, take them out of their comfort zone. The idea being that our Special Olympics athletes who go out and work jobs or are just in social circles every single day are often put in uncomfortable situations. They often are out of their comfort zones. We don't often cater to those with special needs. So this is a way for us to put ourselves in a more uncomfortable situation, all for a good cause.
All right. And it goes to benefit Special Olympics. We've heard a lot of great stories. This is an event that they look forward to going to each year. I believe it's in Wichita.
So we do regional tournaments here in Manhattan. Regionally, events run either in Manhattan, Topeka, or Salina. Okay. But then after regionals, we always have states. And so our big tournament each year is our state track meet that is in Wichita. We run state track, state swimming, and state cycling down there all at the same time. So it's a big hoopla event. There's a dance. There's a banquet. It is the premier event of the year for our athletes.
Great. I know you try to get as many partners involved in this. When I was down in Emporia, they had like sororities and fraternities joining. Mm-hmm. I imagine you're putting the call out to K-State here.
Yeah. So this year is the first year we've really put the call out to K-State. I've been on campus for several months now trying to boost involvement. And actually, the reason we are a month later than most of the plunges is to cater to K-State students. It's often hard for them to plug into an event that's just a few weeks after coming back to school. We'll have a community plunge at noon. That'll include our local team. That'll include Riley County Police Department and anyone else in the community that wants to come plunge. And then at 2 p.m., we start our campus plunge. So we'll see a lot of fraternities, sororities, campus organizations coming out to plunge at 2.
And where is this being held at?
Yeah, so this year it's at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We are out in the parking lot just right in front of Bill. The best feature of Bill Snyder Family Stadium is heated indoor bathrooms. So we have moved locations several times trying to find the right fit for us. But no one likes to change out of wet, cold clothes in a tent on shaky ground. So we're thrilled that we'll be back at the stadium this year. We tried it a few years ago and really had a good time. We'll be set up. We've got an above ground pool that Swims and Sweeps brings out. They set up the pool for us. Manhattan Fire comes and fills the pool for us. We'll check and see how cold or how warm that water is, and then kick everything off at noon.
All right. Is this something you've ever participated in yourself?
Yes, I have plunged almost every year. I've been with Special Olympics for 5 years, and I have plunged 4 of those 5 years. So you kind of get used to it. You just expect to be a little bit shocked, and then it's all over in a few minutes.
Yeah, it goes very quickly.
Yes.
And it's fun to watch. It's a great spectator thing if you're ever wanted to just kind of take part in that. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I do too. You don't have to plunge to participate. You could still register. We have what's called a chicken plunger, which doesn't take the plunge at all. They just are fans of Special Olympics and want to raise that money. Or you could just come out and check it out. We do prizes for best costumes. So there's often some pretty silly, wild costumes. So it's fun to watch people jump in the shock on their faces.
And we bring up the police department here, and the reason why, I know police departments across the state have really embraced Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. So we partner with law enforcement across the state. So here in Manhattan specifically, we partner with Riley County Police Department. They are just a huge supporter of ours, and we can't thank them enough for all that they do throughout the year. But one of the things they always do is put together a big polar plunge team. Last year, they did kind of a competition between the divisions over there at RCPD, and so we'll probably do that again this year. And they'll come out and they'll plunge. They wear the funny costumes. They'll be fundraising. If you don't want to plunge again, but you do want to maybe make a donation, you can always go to that plungeks.org website and see the different teams signed up. And I would recommend making a plunge or a donation either to the local team, because they'll keep part of that. Part of those donations come to us and part of them stay here with the local program. Or same with RCPD. You can support their team. We also hand out prizes for the highest fundraising teams. So you can support either of those teams.
Really not an expensive entry fee at all. With $75, that's pretty much a bargain.
Yeah, and the registration itself is free. You don't have to pay anything at the time you sign up. But the great thing about being on your show today is we've got weeks to go out and fundraise. It's easy to send a link. If you make maybe a $15 donation and then send the link to six friends and ask them to donate $10, you're done. So $75 is the price we ask you to fundraise if you want the cool t-shirt we hand out at the event. But if you register and sign our waiver, we'll let you plunge regardless of if you met your fundraising goal of $75 or not.
All right. And the waiver, that's just kind of a technicality.
Of course. Yeah. We've, knock on wood, never had anything bad happen in a plunge. And we've had some pretty icy days, but it's usually all fun. No foul. So.
All right. Well, obviously, you want to have as much of a big turnout here. That's why we got the push out here a little more than a month out. And I know that a lot of times you'll even have special athletes there kind of encouraging.
Oh, yeah. And plunging. That local program, the Manhattan Sports Club, is the name they go by. They come out, their coaches plunge, parents plunge, and athletes plunge.
Very cool. Well, I'm really looking forward to this. It's a great event here again. It benefits a great cause in Special Olympics, Kansas athletes here. And I don't know if you have a fundraising goal you're looking to quite get to for the Manhattan one.
Well, to be honest, we've set a really high bar for ourselves this year with the push on campus. So our fundraising goal is $75,000. We are just now starting to see registrations trickle in. So we're certainly not there yet. But we are taking notes from Iowa State and Ames in that they raise over $250,000 every year for Special Olympics Iowa, because of the participation they get from campus. So, like I said, we've really put that charge out to K-State for their students to come out and get involved. So we will be happy with any turnout, with any fundraising total. The nice thing about having 11 plunges around the state is that if we don't meet our fundraising goal, but Emporia does, we'll still stay on track.
All right. And again, this Manhattan, you said, is the latest one you have.
Yes, we'll be the last one of the season.
Okay. Well, we're hoping for good weather. You know, definitely. I mean, you never know in the month of March. It could turn really cold. We've seen it many years before. Is there anything other? I know some locations have the strut, too. Is that going on as well?
We don't have a strut in Manhattan. We took out the strut a couple of years ago. It's something I think as we see this event become more established and registrations become more stable, we'll add back in the strut, especially being at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. That's a good location to start and stop a race from, as we've seen other organizations do. So I would look for that in the future, and especially if we keep it in March when we think we might have some warmer weather, some running weather. This year, there is no strut, however.
Okay. Again, Saturday, March 28th, mark your calendars, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. You can register at plungeks.org/Manhattan. All the information is there. There's information on the torch run, which that's later in the year,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yep, that'll be in the summer. That is actually, the torch run leads up to our big summer games in Wichita.
Okay, it's a lot of great events here for Special Olympic athletes, and you know they really look forward to this. This is such a good thing to give to. If you're considering giving to anything, Special Olympics is a great cause.
Yeah, and I might also add too, this year is the first year we are going to, out of all the entries for plunge, if you raise $100, you get entered into this cash prize drawing $5,000. Someone in the state of Kansas who took the plunge this year is going to walk away with $5,000. We're announcing that on April 1st. No April Fools there. So we'll give time for Manhattan's plunge to wrap up, and then we'll pick that $5,000 winner. And the more you fundraise, the more entries you get into that drawing. There will be at least each location will have a $500 winner. So we know someone at our Manhattan plunge is going to walk away with $500, but then someone statewide will walk away with $5,000. So that's a fun new incentive for us this year to encourage fundraising and encourage participation.
Again, the call out to all the K-State Greek chapters. Let's get you signed up here as soon as possible.
Yes, please come out, take the plunge. And typically once you do it once, you keep coming back.
Yep, I've heard that from a lot of folks. Well, Kristen Gugisberg, again, joining us here from Special Olympics Kansas. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again down the road here and see how things are going.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.